Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt to talk about the Click It or Ticket and High Five programs, as well as Memorial Day safety enforcement. The Click It or Ticket initiative is underway for the Memorial Day holiday. Tell us a little bit about this year's initiative.
Well, obviously, it's a real big focus for us here at the Marion County Sheriff's Office in seatbelt usage. The Click It or Ticket campaign goes from the 18th through May 31st. And the reason for it is to encourage and to do enforcement to get people to wear their seatbelts. The more people that are wearing their seatbelts, the less fatalities, less serious injury accidents we end up having.
When it comes to the Click It or Ticket initiative, one of the things that they got to really pay attention to is it's not just for the drivers, it's for the passengers as well.
Yeah, not only the front seat passengers, the drivers, we also want to encourage the back seat passengers to wear seatbelts also. It's amazing, but 46% of the Iowa fatalities occur within 7% of the population. What I mean by that is, especially here in Marion County, a lot of people are wearing their seatbelts. When we go out and we do our seatbelt studies, whether it be through the state or the national studies, we're at about a 93% usage rate, which is great. But that 7% that's left, I mean, that aren't wearing their seatbelts, usually attributes to about 46% of the fatalities. And what I mean by that is, on those fatalities and car crashes, 46% of them that die are unbelted.
Not only are you guys participating in the Click It or Ticket initiative, but there's also an ongoing initiative you have called High Five. Tell us a little bit about that.
The High Five program, there's three approaches to that. The one approach is obviously the education side of it. We want people to know to wear their seatbelts along with the Click It or Ticket. That's why we're doing this program. Wear those seatbelts. I would much rather have people wearing them and never have a contact with law enforcement. I mean, if they can just put them on and wear it, that's great. So we're trying to get the word out, wear those seatbelts, it'll save lives. The second part of it is the enforcement side of it. Obviously, there are people that decide that no matter how much publicity we do, they say that we're not going to wear our seatbelts. I'm not going to do it. Well, if that's the attitude or that's the case, we're going to address it on the enforcement side of it. And seatbelt tickets anymore aren't cheap. So, I mean, it's something that we would much rather educate people, but if they don't want to wear them, then we will write the citations for it. The third part of the High Five program is on the engineering side of things. We want to address those areas in Marion County that are having high crash rates, high areas of fatalities and different things, and work with the county engineer. Tyler's been great to work with, and we're trying to put up more guardrails. We're trying to identify areas, put up chevrons, and the more we can do to fix those areas where we're having those accidents, the more lives we'll save.
Where can people find out more information on the statistics when it comes to seatbelt safety and more information in regards to the Click It or Ticket and the High Five program?
The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is an excellent resource. They're out of Des Moines, and their primary goal is to analyze the data from the crashes, from the number of citations, and everything that's there. They have a great website, and when you go to that, it'll give you the information that you need in regards to it. So once again, that's the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
What other information did you want to pass along to people in regards to Click It or Ticket or the High Five program?
Click It or Ticket and the High Five obviously is all geared around the seatbelt usage and different things along that. But we want people to, I mean, when with Memorial Day coming up, the summer months coming up, we want people to obviously have fun. There's going to be a lot of people out there enjoying Lake Red Rock. We have a great area here for whether it be camping, boating, different things. But once again, the alcohol usage. I mean, be responsible. What you're consuming, have a designated driver, whether it's being in the vehicle or in the boat. Have a good time, but be safe out there.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.